episode 2695, Do Things Right.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Are you just ready to let it all hang out? Oh, come on. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And I know that we get flustered. You know what? I'm playing with my grandson. And it brings back a lot of memories back in the olden days. Yes, raising my little ones. Five of them. You know what? Sometimes we just have to do things right. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said this, "It takes less time to do things right than to explain why you did it wrong." How are you raising up your children? How are you influencing other children around you? What are your expectations for your children? You know, it's so good to take a hard look at what we are doing to raise up our children. Are we challenging them or coddling them? Most of us don't like to think about it. You know, how are we doing something because it takes time out of our day? But when you are responsible for raising up the next generation, don't you think a little time spent on that would be worthwhile? Of course it would. But hang on to your horses because you're in for a ride. Oh yes, what you desire from your children sets the stage for the direction in which they will grow. Some parents prefer to take a back seat and let the children rule the roost. Oh, yeah, I know you're already thinking about a family, aren't you? Others defend their upbringing and continue accordingly. However, there are those parents that want to take what was good from their upbringing, incorporate new techniques, and support their children to be the best they can be. Now, you can argue that the parents who take the back seat or the ones who do what they know are fine. It doesn't hurt one way or the other in raising up the next generation. However, when you see what you don't see and desire to set the standards higher, you raise the ceiling to challenge the standard feeling. Do things right for your children to help them grow. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do things right. Now, doing things right is subjective, right? Depending on what lens you're looking through will depend on what you see. And that's the same for your child. All the more reason to support your child when you do things right. And keep in mind that when you quote unquote do things right, it's specific to your child. So if you have more than one child, I have five, there are going to be some things that are considered house rules. These are the house rules. Curfew, you know, you make your bed when you get up, you take your plate to the sink when you're done with dinner. Okay, you have house rules. Then there are other rules that are specific to the child. For example, you don't want to have a child feel like they have to do everything that the other child absolutely in the family just cannot. So let's say you have a brilliant, intelligent child. Learning comes very easy and they just excel. They were early readers and they're like, yeah. They just go. But then you have another child. And it's not that there's anything wrong or different. They're unique in their own manner. However, what is different is that, well, maybe they just fall into the average. And so if you expect the same thing on a learning perspective, okay, that's what we're talking about here, from one child who's intelligent, one is a little more challenged, is that really fair? Well, you've got to answer that as a parent. Okay, so what we're looking at here is not the house rules. We're looking at things specific to each individual child. And what does that look like to do things right? Number one, raise the ceiling. This is where you set high standards that are appropriate for the child. Again, going back to the intelligent versus the one that is average. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just stating facts, okay? So please don't send me nasty emails. I'm just saying. Keep in mind that the kids will settle for the closest thing to them. So if you expect C's or better, you're going to get more C's than better. Think about that for a minute. Go back to a time in your own childhood Or even if you're a parent now, go back to younger children. Do you see something right there within your child, a specific child? Like, oh, wow, now that she mentions it, oh, I remember this. It stood out. I wish I would have known. Raise the ceiling. Your children are only going to go as high as you set the standard. Now, yes, if you have a strong foundation, you build it up. Then as they get older, guess what? They begin to raise their own ceiling. And that's awesome to see. I've been able to see it in my own children. Now, there are some times I'm like, are we ever going to get to that point? But then there are other points that we get to it. I'm like, yes, we're finally on top of Mount Everest. What a climb it was, but it was worth it. Raise the ceiling. Number two, work for cause, not applause. You are not doing your child any good if you are hoping to win the Parent of the Year award from your child. Their standards are way different than yours should be. Encourage your child to understand the purpose, meaning, or mission behind what he or she is doing. It's the bigger picture. And you can do this at all ages. Okay? I have my grandson here. I've had him all week. It's awesome. He's not even 2 years old. He's absolutely adorable. He melts my heart every day. But do you think that changes how I am trying to influence him and support his parents on how he's raised up? No, his cuteness is adorable, but I want him to go out and impact the world that he's going to touch. And I've got to be able to give him the tools and the techniques to do that. Even at his young age, I need him to see the bigger picture. But you have to be creative. And I promise you, it can be done. I've done it with five children and more too. I've had influences on other children in my life, which is fabulous. But it's one that when you don't stop long enough, it's like you're just going through the everyday. And you're doing the same thing because you know it. And it's just easier. But man, when you have to stop and think, you're like, oh, seriously, this is just more work for me. Yeah, parenting is more work. It's five jobs per child. That's a lot of working. But it's so worth it because your child is going to go out and impact the world that they touch. And you had a stake in that. You have a chance to change the world because you're taking care and helping your child and supporting them. So raise a ceiling, work for cause, not applause, right? And you're not getting the trophy, and that's okay. And number three, stretch beyond you. And I mean you as the parent. If there is one rule every parent should know, it's not to stop your child from how far he or she can grow. Your child is not to fulfill your dreams in your life. I want that to sink in for a minute. And I want you to be honest. This is confession day. And yep, I kind of like some gut punchers every once in a while. Your child has been chosen by God to live out his or her God-sized dreams, not yours. You have to allow your child to stretch and strengthen beyond you. And sometimes we don't like that. I was having a conversation with our youngest son who will be graduating at the end of this year from high school. He's actually graduating early. We are so thrilled for him that he has positioned himself in that. And we were having this conversation. It was him and I and grandbaby. And it was interesting because I actually think we were talking about this episode. However, it didn't actually apply to this episode. Anyway, long story short of it, he was like, Mom, what if you look at it this way and you take it and twist it here and you go that direction? I'm like, oh, I love that. And then he brought in facts around what Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was speaking of. And I thought, oh my goodness, I need you to be teaching your nephew, not me teaching my grandson. Because at this point right here, as we were having this discussion, I'm like, you're much stronger here. I got a lot of things on lifestyle, but you've got everything here. It is awesome to have your child excel above you. Don't you want that for your child? Seriously, think about that question. Do you really want that for your child? Because honestly, I think there's some parents that get a little bit jealous of their children. I'm just calling it out like it is. And there are times I look at my children, I'm like, wow, that's so unfair that they got to do that. You know what? It's different times. I don't fault my parents for anything. They did the best they could do. And I think they did pretty well, honestly. And I know I challenged them, but they too challenged me. And that allows me now to grow and help and mentor and coach other parents so they could do the same for their children, because unfortunately, we're just in the rinse and repeat cycle all the time. And I don't know about you, was your childhood worth repeating? If it wasn't, then you've got to do things right. Raise the ceiling, work for cause, not applause, and stretch beyond you. You and I have to be careful not to get in the way of our children being incredible. Don't second guess what you know or don't know as a parent. Aim always to be better than who you are becoming. Help your child reach for the stars. Be willing to do the hard things so the easy things don't matter. Love your child unconditionally so he or she won't drown in all the conditions of life. So my challenge for you throughout this whole confession is reflect on the parent you are and see the areas that need attention. Be honest with yourself. You don't have to go out and tell the world. You don't have to put it on your Instagram feed. You don't have to do a Snapchat about it. You don't have to go tell stories on Facebook. But you do need to be honest for yourself and on behalf of your child. And then once when you reflect personally, then reflect with their other parent. So whether that's your spouse, the husband, or if you're the dad, it's the wife, the mom. Reflect on parenting, how they parent, and then come together and say, you know what? Joe needs this. Sue needs this. How can we support him or her as they grow? How can we stretch them more beyond what we even had? Now, also understand this. Sometimes stretching even requires some boundaries. So just because you think your child is ever so talented in sports doesn't mean they need to be playing 16 sports. Just saying. Just because your daughter is absolutely incredible on the dance floor doesn't mean she needs to be competing in hip hop, jazz, ballet, point. Oh my goodness, I could go on. Cheer, pom, I mean, all of it. Think about it. You're not here to win an award. And for some reason, I think parents, way deep down, they're not going to come out and tell you, want that secret badge of honor that says, yep, yep, my daughter loves me most. I give her everything she wants. But are you giving her what she needs? My friend, we've got to parent our children. Do things right. Raise the ceiling. Work for cause, not applause. Stretch beyond you. You're doing awesome. And I know it's tiring. I'm so reminded by having my grandson here. And it's a great reminder. Because I know the hard work that it takes. I did it. I had 5 children under the age of 8 years old. I homeschooled them for years. I know the struggles, the troubles, but I also know the celebrations. And there's so many beautiful milestones and stages of life that you can enjoy. But you can't just sit back and think, oh, my kid's going to carry themselves. No, they're not. And I think it's a good reminder. Family matters. So you don't have to be the helicopter parent. Oh, wait, drone parent. I'm sure they'll come up with another name parent. You've got to be you, but you've got to be parenting on behalf and for your child. Not coddling them, but challenging them. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.